A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio.
Good evening. My name is Jim Ferguson, and this is a Hustler's Spirit Radio. I want to welcome back 2 weeks, a half a month, 14 days away, Miss Judy Higdon. How you doing out there, Judy? All right.
Good.
Ken, Greg, how you guys doing today?
Doing real good.
Fabulous.
All right, let's get it up. We did real well last couple shows. We missed you, Judy. We did, so we're going to be...
Thank you. Without a doubt.
And we know that you are finishing up getting your certificates and your going to school. But we're definitely up today in the show. We want to hear about all of that. And Judy, I don't know, something is hitting me. Now, where did you go?
I went to Seattle.
You went to Seattle? Judy, did you walk around some water?
Oh, God, yes.
Did, water. but Judy, was you holding somebody's hand when you were walking around that water?
No.
Okay. I thought that was going to be the juicy story today. Okay, I'm a little off. I've seen that. Listen up. Today, I think we got a very hot topic. I think a topic that we can all relate to. And it is a topic that, for the day, me and Ken both been busy today. And he called me up. He said, "Hey, man, what are we going to talk about today?" I said, "Ken, you figure it out." So he came up with a wonderful topic. And, Ken, I'm going to let you introduce this topic and put your ass on the spot today. So go ahead and tell me. Ken want to talk about the power of focus. But I'm going to let him finish up. Ken, go ahead, man. Take the mic, baby. Tell me what it is that we're going to talk about today.
Well, I was talking about us, you know, staying on track, and really, it's just like this. It's that we're gliding, and sometimes we tend to just glide and skate by and just do enough, you know, just to maintain and get by, and never really, like, really ask for great things and big things and try to do big things. We just, like, kind of lay back a little bit when we're, you know, even we don't push ourselves. And I was saying that to him because I felt like we needed, like, some strong substance, something to put, you know, to push us to that next phase and that higher level, you know. That's where I went with it.
Okay. And I know you said today, putting it to the wood. And basically, you know, for people out there that don't quite know what that means, when you hear somebody say that, that means everything is full go towards wherever you're going. So when we're racing like that, or when we're racing or we're on the track, that's what we talk about when you hear somebody say putting it to the wood. And that means putting your foot to the flow and you ain't lifting, period. You're driving through whatever you're doing. If the wheels are spinning in life, you don't necessarily lift, because when you lift like that, depending on the angle of the car when you're going down the track, you can have that back end wash out. So what you want to do is drive through the slippage. You want to drive through the rough road, and that's what we do when we hit that track. When you leave with them lights green, baby, you keep it all the way there. It's got to be something very extreme for you to lift, you know. And that's kind of the situation where he had a point, because as we look at things in our lives, and we look at things that are going, that's going on in our lives, and what we want to change, we have to make sure that not only are we asking for the kingdom, but that we are staying focused, the beam attention. And, you know, it's a lot of things. I mean, if you notice, and you have to laugh at a lot of them, you know, you got your good 2 weeks in, you know, you got a new project going, you got some new things going. Bam, the first week, man, everything is moving. Second week, everything is moving. And then what happens? You kind of stale out, depending. And also what you got to be weary of is notice that the things coming across in your life, those things, in my opinion, and as far as what I've seen in my experience, this is where the universe looks at you and says, soul, do you really want what you're after? And those left hooks and those jabs and those monkey wrenches, you'll just start seeing them pop up. Everything, people asking you to do ridiculous, crazy things, things breaking down, things trying to pull you off of your path or off of your course. You've got to hold steadfast on your course, and you've got to bring up that one word that a lot of people struggling, they have forgotten to use, and it's two letters, and it's no. You know, got to be able to tell people, scenarios, situations, no, I will not engage. No, kiss my butt. No, I'm not going to get off a course. No, no, no. That's just the bottom line. A lot of successful people have wrote biographies and wrote literature saying, you know what, the best word in the English vocabulary, you better learn it, is the word no. Very, very important. And that word comes out more than yes in a lot of, you know, in a lot of points. So with that, he had a point. He was like, you know, what are we asking for right now? What are we doing? And, you know, my whole thing, and I say this, and I know that people out there listening can relate to this. And people out there that know me personally, people in this city of Cleveland, know me personally, I can keep a lot of stuff on my plate, and that's not very proper. That's not like going to a smorgasbord and you're not finishing the plate, man. You're just dumping stuff on it, never getting through. So what we're going to do today is that we are going to come at, tackle, clean up, defrag that lack of focus that happens to all of us at times. And I think one of the most very important things that I have seen in my life and that I have researched and read is the fact that when you see it and you identify it, that you know that you have lost that beam of intention, that beam of concentration, that beam of focus, got to get right back on the horse. You got to get right back on it. You got to get back on it quick, and you better have a game plan to get back on it quick. And you better get back on not only with that, but you better have some faith backing it up too. Because a lot of times people pull out when things necessarily don't go as smooth as you think they should go. But there's purpose and there's reason behind that too. So with that, you know what I mean? I want to talk about it. And I tell you what, I'm in my metaphysical dictionary, and I just want to read this one passage, and it's basically dealing with the law of change. And I think it hits what we're talking about today, and then we can feed on that, and then I want to really cover metaphysically quantum physics, bring that in too, of the power of focus, but also the power of adjustment, the power, the readiness of being able to jump right back onto the horse and get right back out there onto your path. Law of change, the readiness of a situation to alter, modify, transform, or convert is caused by a change in inner attitude of one or of many, and then incidental and parallel outer manifestations occur. Now, Well, back to that one phrase, the change in inner attitude. What makes us lose focus? And I think it's a change of inner attitude. What makes us lose the burning desire? What makes us feel like that flame has been extinguished? What makes us feel that way? And if you look at it, is it not an inner attitude? Is it not the attitude that you take towards something? I mean, is it not? And I think that once we can keep our attitude at a most high vibrating frequency level, I think that's going to be very, very important. Now, Ken, what comes across your mind when you feel that you're losing focus on something?
Truly, when I'm taking on something that I know I shouldn't really be involved in, and that's usually what gets me thrown off course, you know, all the time when I, because...
Let me ask you a question. Is it the fact that you can't say, is the fact that you might have a problem with saying no, you might have a challenge with saying no, or do you notice when you get a project in motion, the beginning stages to the let's say the beginning to right after the beginning, do you start seeing different scenarios and situations coming at you trying to pull you off your path?
Yeah, because people tend to always want something that you have or something, or even that it might be that glow in you. You know, they tend to see it and they just
trying to pick you for it.
They always trying to pick you for it or get close to you.
Right.
But when I'm really beamed and doing what I'm supposed to do, I had a shine.
Right.
But I try to stay out of the way, you know, but I still feel like that's part of like dating, because you
it
really
is.
You're not putting yourself out there like you're really supposed to.
So let me ask you a question, and that's a good point there. You basically, after you started something, and things that we have started, things that we've talked about, you basically, when you try to stay out of the way, you feel consciously that you're actually...
I'm cheating myself.
You're cheating yourself by it because you don't want to actually be pulled off of what you're doing. But my approach or my opinion, looking at it from outside, looking in, would be the fact of not being able to conquer the challenge of telling people no. Because if you know... You know, it's one thing to say, you know what, because I'm going to tell you, universe is just off the chain. When you say, you know what, man, let me tell you something. I'm back focused. This is what I'm going to do. This is the time frame that I'm going to do it. And guess what happens? Blah, 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 blah. People, hey, Ken, do this. Hey, Ken, can you? Hey, I'm broke down on the freeway. Hey, blah, 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 blah. You have to empower yourself by saying, man, you got to get somebody else. Is this worth my time? What did we talk about earlier? And we also, I believe we talked about it last week, if I'm not mistaken, or the week before, the fact of looking at time management, since we agreed about time, where is our time going and how profitable is our time? See, you can be a busybody but not profitable. You can be a busybody but not prosperous. And a lot of times, when you're trying to do certain things, you got people coming at you, you feel that you have to help them, you feel that you have to engage them. That's throwing your desires, your plans off, slowing you down, trickling you down. You're not getting no brownie points from the universe.
You saw it happen last week. What happened?
Yeah.
From that Sunday.
Right.
Like Wednesday, I got slowed up.
Right.
You know, and like, man, you know, because you get limited, you know, because you, certain things happen. And
right.
Like, well, you know, you try to make an adjustment, you know, even though I did make an adjustment, I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish
right.
because of what happened.
Right, right. And now you feel like crap about it. But you can't tell me that you don't. You know what I mean? It wasn't, I mean, was your week successful? See, when you look at that and you finish up and you say, man, what did I do? When you start doing 20 and 10 and 15% of your goal sets for the week, that's not going to cut it.
Well, when you know, I finished out everything that I I did, but, you know, I could have did more, you know, and I know I could have did more, you know, just because.
Right.
But you put so much on yourself where you're running ragged a couple of days, and you feel like you gotta catch yourself back up to get right.
And then you're tired and beat up. And then you're tired and beat up. Judy, what would you say would be a great way to overcome that challenge? You know what? Hold on, I think we're going to break. Yeah, we are. Judy, hold that thought. We'll be right back. Jim Ferguson, Hustle Spirit Radio. Stay with us.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Are we going to sell these?
Big Daddy, we'll sell everything we got.
And that's what I'm talking about, baby.
My new shoes, everything.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. We are back. Your bunions, too. You going to sell your bunions, baby?
My pads.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Sell your pads. That's what the hustlers do, man. We'll sell dirt, your own dirt to you. Hey, this is Jim Ferguson from Hustle Spirit Radio. Welcome back. And today we're talking about focus. We're talking about what to do when you extinguish that flame. You need to pick it up, you need to light it back up, you need to put some lighter fluid back on it. Matter of fact, you need to put some gasoline on it. The heck with the lighter fluid, man. Put some gasoline and some TNT. Now, here's the deal, Judy. I've got to hear from you. I got to hear a lady's point of view. I have to hear a psychic's point of view. What would you say?
Well, I had a great example of that tonight because 2 weeks ago, one of my students came in for me to hypnotize her to put her dream inside her mind, which I did.
Okay.
With pictures and everything, because we create by the pictures in our mind. She shows up at class tonight in tears because she's not moving on her dream. Her dream is to move into Alabama and get a new job and start life again.
Right.
But she's sitting on her dream. She's not cleaning her house. She's not putting her house up for sale. She's doing nothing. And what that's doing is stopping her up, and she's sitting there crying.
Right.
And I said, honey, all you have to do is put your house on the market. As soon as you put your house on the market, you've got to get that house ready to sell. As soon as the house is ready to sell, everything opens up on the other end. But she's not doing that. She's sitting still. Because you've got to move. You put that dream in, you better move on it, or it'll choke you up and make you sick. It'll make you physically sick, which was what was happening to her. So we sat down and discussed a plan about how to put a house on the market, and she'll move on it, and she'll be back on track, and everything will move forward for her.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. Now, you say she... Now, when you say universe will open up on the other end, universe, what you're saying is, explain that to me, that universe is actually seeing your movement, and because of your movement towards your desire, it will open up more opportunities towards the other end. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it does. That's metaphysically, that's the truth.
Okay.
It will open up opportunities. If she gets that house ready to sell, everything will start moving for her on the front end of her desire. Which means something will open up for her in Alabama. And as soon as that something opens up for her in Alabama, then she can move to Alabama. Her job will follow. Everything in her life is tied together.
Right.
Job possibility is sitting there waiting for her to make the decision to move.
Right.
You got to clean out the whole house. You got to get it ready to sell. That will jerk the energy loose. And the universe will pay attention to that when you do that, and everything else starts to move along with it. But you have to show the universe you're serious.
Plus, you have to take that leap of faith that you are going to do it, and once you do it, then everything will fall into place. But if you don't, as Beauty was saying, the energy is stagnant, and it's going to come back and affect you physically with aches and pains or whatever, because you put out what you wanted. The universe set it all up because it's your wish is my command and it's ready to rock and roll, but now you're holding the boat.
You're holding it back. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's like you got the engine going, but you got the sucker still tied to the dock.
Exactly.
You gotta cut the rope. And you gotta move out on it, knowing the universe will take care of you. It will take care of her.
Yes,
and she will move to Alabama, but she's gotta make the first move.
Right.
You make the decision, God's the jet fuel. That's all you have to know. You make the decision, the universe, go.
Yeah, she doesn't have to just clean that closet. She needs to get a damn dumpster in and clean out the whole house.
And that's what I told her, clean the whole house. Not one closet, but the whole house has to go.
That's right. Let's talk about
that. Hey, I'm universe. Hey, I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do it, you know?
Yeah. So. And like Ken said, she's sitting there on it, and she's allowing somebody to tell her what to do, and she's going over there and doing it. She's doing this over there. She's getting pulled off course.
Yeah.
And she's loading her plate with a bunch of useless stuff that doesn't mean anything to her, doesn't mean anything towards her goal at all.
Exactly. It's causing resistance to her final goal.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, you know what, too? A lot of times, I can say from experience, when you're not doing those desires that you have placed out there, when you're not doing all that you can do, self-chastisement is what happens to us because you're stifling the soul. And when you do that, you put yourself into a dis-ease, and then you know what comes after that. You got sickness coming. So you got to trust, like you said about the boat and the dock, you got to trust that there's more water. Water always gonna be there, but let it go, you know?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, you know, we're trying to play it safe or something. We're playing it safe, you know, because I've come to the conclusion I'm just gonna say to hell with it and just, you know, get risky with it, you know, and take some chances, you know.
That's word of safe.
The best thing, times that I ever had is when I took it. I put it all out there, and it was risky, you know. You never back off. Put it to the wood, you know, and just go for it, you know. And if you got faith, you know, you're going to pull it through because you've got the steering wheel, you know. You know what to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I do, but I'm gonna tell you this one. Trust me when I tell you, no more different than I have seen my spiritual guide. I have physically seeing them. And it's not something that I'm just telling you. There's a lot of people out there can't say that. I've physically seen mine, and I know that I'm a team with them, but I'm also realizing that not just them, not just my ascended masters, but universe and universe's natural laws will test your behind when you say you want something. That's the bottom line. And when it's big enough, you might as well say, you know what? I know it's going to be a little stumbling. I know, but I'm not tripping because I'm going to laugh at all of it. I'm going to keep moving. And that's the part that a lot of people don't. They get hit and they don't move. When I played football, in my freshman year, I was a running back before I converted to a wide receiver. The drill that we had was when you get hit, a quality running back is going to be measured on when he gets hit, that first initial hit, you keep your legs moving. You keep them moving until you can't move no more. That means until somebody wraps you up and puts you down. Other than that, every yard, every inch, every foot, every first down, I don't care what it is, look at your good backs. They're not going to do a whole bunch of dancing. They're not going to do that. They're moving forward. They're not telling you to move lateral. They're not telling you to move backwards. They're telling you to move forward. You get that ball, You get those legs moving, that momentum going. You put your head down. That's the power of focus. You trust in your blockers. You trust in your, I was a halfback, so I trust my fullback was going to open the door. I trusted that he was going to open up a path. The next thing, I had to make a choice. Right, left, or straight. Either way. Sometimes I had to slow up a little bit because I was too close on his butt. Sometimes I wasn't fast enough and that hole closed. I think life can be looked at in the same basic way. We got to keep our feet moving. You got to have faith that all 10 other teammates on your team is going to all do their job. You know what I mean? No more different than putting in your car. You sitting there riding a V12, a V10, a V8. You got to trust when you hit the ignition button. I didn't say turn the key. When you hit the ignition button, you got to trust that all of those cylinders are going to fire on time. All of them are going to fire on time. And that you're not going to have resistance with the cylinder being out. Crank is not going to slow down because you got a cylinder out. Everything is balanced. Everything is blueprinted. And when you hit it, it's going to go. That's what you got to trust in. You got to trust in that. So, but at the same time, we have to get to a point of where recognizing why are we missing cylinders sometimes. Why are we misfiring sometimes? Because I feel until we get to that core reason, just like that lady that Judy's talking about, until you get to a core to say, why am I sitting on my ass and it's been 3 months? Uh-huh. Why am I taking a self-chastisement? Why don't I get up and move? And just the same thing as we can have a positive momentum swing, we can have a negative momentum swing also. Mm-hmm. And that should hit you and put you on your ass until you cut the cord. I mean, would you agree with that, fellas out there? Judy? Ken? Greg? If universe is neutral and we believe in that and we know that, we know it. I mean, I know it and I'll die for that. We know it's neutral. It's not sitting there saying, oh, let's just get that brother the positive end. No. You're getting everything.
You're
going to get it. Right. So you got to put in your order form. You've got to do it. Gene, let me rub you. Okay, but then at the same time, you got to do your thing. It's fine. We have that. But what does it take? And sometimes you gotta ask for help from a friend, a physical friend on this plane. Help me, man. Get me out this rut. Get me up in the morning. You know, get me up. Like, come bang on my door. Throw a rock through the window and wake my ass up. Do something. I need help. And then we can't be so much in ego and so much in pride that we can't ask for help. You know, there's a lot of people out there who will not ask the universe for help. Do you think that you can do it all yourself? You know, it's like a whole freaking football team and you say, man, y'all sit your asses on the bench. I'm just going to do it myself. And it's just not, I mean, why? Why not have the advantage towards you? Did we talk about that playing cards? Did we talk about that? So we've got the advantage to us. We have to make use of the advantage. But when you think about it, and that's everybody out there listening, what makes you not move?
What happens, Jim?
You hard-headed? What makes you go left when you know that the proper conditions are to the right? Or vice versa. But what makes you do that? And I think
What makes them do that is the fear. It's the old patterns coming back, right, Judy?
The old patterns are coming back. And her big defeating thing was she kept saying, I'm trying. I said, I want you to take that word try out. So try denotes failure to the subconscious mind.
Yeah, exactly.
You tell yourself you're going to do it, period. End of story. Don't say I'm trying. Just do it. Just do the stuff.
That's just like you
destroy everything in the house. Throw it out.
That's just like you getting in a plane, you're going up for skydiving, and you get in that door, and you don't jump. You've got to take that leap of faith, and once you do, it's going to be a rush. It's going to be an awesome ride. But if you get up there and you don't take that jump, that leap of faith, then you got to ride that plane, ride back down, and you just wasted all that money for that trip. So it's the same thing. You put out the energy to do something, and then you're not following through. And a lot of things, if you have a talent and you don't follow through with it, you're going to be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
The universe will actually shut you down.
Baby, I believe that. I know that to be. That's 100% true. That's right there. That's 100%
true. It won't come back and help you out a second time either. Because you got to dig yourself out of that hole if you don't move forward.
Exactly.
And that hole gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And everybody else around you moves around and leaves you by yourself.
You start off with a little rut and climb up with a deep, 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 deep chasm that you have to climb out. So if you don't start doing it, it'll get harder and harder. Wind up putting yourself in a deep hole.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. This is what I read this, and I researched it. And I'm sorry. Ken brought me some oatmeal cookies with some pecans in them. I know y'all hear me smacking, man. These cookies are so good.
I hear you.
Lord, man, makes me want to smack my own self. Listen here. Check this out. Check this out.
Now, that's my favorite cookie, you know.
Man, this is... Man, this cookie is good. Now, Ken, now, because you made this cookie yourself, right?
Yeah, I made them.
Man, let me tell you, my eyes are rolling back in my head right now. Y'all can see me. I'm just lacking. Now, give me that glass of milk. Not that I drink a lot of milk, but give me some milk with some ice in it because I got to have my stuff freezing cold.
Check
it out.
At a time.
Hold on. We ain't going to check anything out. Go to break. We'll be right back.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio.
Hey.
Welcome back to Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host, Jim Judy.
Welcome back. I'm sorry I'm smacking y'all ear, but man, these cookies. We was on break. I was talking about them cookies. I said, these cookies make me go steal. Man, I'll go whip Miss Fields' ass with a coach belt. Man. You know what I mean? But you cookies is right. But anyway, I'm going to tell you something that I do. Man, you cookies is right. Anyway, let me tell you something that I have, and me and Kim, we talked about it. And I've talked about it too in some shows. What I do is I do everything my subconscious mind tells me not to do. To let it know that I will win. Don't go up to that person and tell the person blah, 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 I'll go do it. Don't return that. You're just going to cause a ruckus. People are going to be mad, blah, 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 I go do it. And I find myself, when I do that, I find myself more in control, and I'm highly empowered by that, okay, to get up. Now, I've got a secret that I get up when I'm not feeling that great, or I've got the blahs a little bit and I need to really get up and move, and I tell myself that I'm not lazy. And I don't necessarily say it in that nice of a manner, but I have my own things that I say. And I do that to jolt myself and to get myself up. You know you're supposed to do this, get up and do it. And that's the little thing that I do. And I constantly gauge and monitor that subconscious mind. And I find myself very easy doing things now that I can say in the past I wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have said. I wouldn't have you know, I would have just let it go. No more. No more. And I think that's very important in waking up ourselves and in looking at what we need to do with staying on track and staying focused. So, you know, with that, I did want to say that. And that's just, it's just important. It really is important. And I think, you know, if we can concentrate on gauging ourselves. I'm not saying judging ourselves, and I'm not really saying that. I'm just saying just look at yourself. Evaluate. How are you? What did you do? Well, my whole thing of it is conquering that programming, that conditioning that is lodged somewhere in your subconscious mind that stops you from being a go-getter. And we know it's too, you know? And, yeah, so... Yes.
Jim, one of the things that Richard told us to do this weekend, and I apologize for the languaging before I say it, when that little voice comes up inside your head and starts pestering you,
right.
And he screamed this so loud, I saw we all jumped out of our skin. He said, you yell at the top of your lungs to your head, fuck you, and go sit in the corner because I'm going to do it anyway. And what that does is, it disengages that little voice, and
yep,
it frees up
ego.
The space. It's your ego. Yeah. It frees up the space where you just go right on through, and it's just in the corner. It doesn't bother you for a while.
Yes. Now, what you're saying is put some emotion behind it.
Yeah.
You got
just
that right.
Fuck you. Go sit
exactly.
In the corner. I'm going to do this anyway, so screw you, too. And it was so
yeah.
Funny because he screamed it so loud, and we're in a room of about 300 people, and everybody froze, and you felt the energy just shift and jerk.
Yeah.
And everybody started moving in a new direction. You
gotta
be tough with the ego, man. It's used to running your show. You gotta tell it where to go and what to do.
Exactly. Now I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of ancient writings, they actually call that. They actually call that Satan.
It is
what they do.
The devil.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So see all that looking around with a tail and some horns and all that crap. It's not that. It's that ego that controls that ego. Because I do know that Napoleon Hill talks about how to control that ego. And he talks about it in Think and Grow Rich. Anybody else? A beautiful book to get. I've got quite a few books of Napoleon Hill. I even have an actual live lecture. just we got 9 discs. Lecture, there might have been 9 possible days in Chicago, I believe 1953. And I think that might be the only one published of him speaking live. And he said, you've got to holler at that subconscious mind. You've got to make up check words. I've got check words that I do. My own check words that I do. And in my mind, I can scream in my mind without screaming out loud.
Right, because we all can do destructive things. And I had an uncle of mine that was telling me something, you know, and, you know, like, we form habits, and sometimes they're a little difficult to break, you know.
A lot
like,
difficult.
And yeah. They might be, like, little bad habits or something, but we were talking about one, and he was telling me, well, when I get in that situation, what I do, I focus on what I need, what my intentions was that I was doing. And I'll think about when I'm going in there, what I'm going to do, and I'll think of another situation to get me through it and get me right back out of the situation, so I can go. What he's doing, he's going in to complete what he has to complete, but he's making an outlet. For him to go in and complete it and get right back out, because he has a mission, another mission after he completes the first one to do. And it's really just like an escape pattern. He's going in, getting out, and getting right back out. And he tried to make that escape pattern just as positive as the first mission that he done.
You know what he's done? He's come up with something on a personal level that worked for him. And he's perfected it. See, you don't. If you, and that's an excellent point. And just like if if Judy, the person that she helped hypnotize, if they sit back and go back to my original question, why am I doing this? Why? Are we afraid to ask why? And then be honest with yourself. See, those are another thing, too, that go on with us. And I know that's a whole different subject, but we can touch it for a quick second. Is that we're not honest with ourselves. If you're lazy, then you're lazy. If you are not doing what you should be doing, then you're not doing. No need for excuses. Man, I got call off. Hell no. You just didn't say no. Man, I had to go do blah, blah, blah. Dude, I had to blah, blah, blah. When you hear that kind of crap, those are excuses. The universe doesn't listen to them. And your soul doesn't listen to them. The point is, when we do that, we're not being honest with ourselves. When was the last time? And that's all of us and everyone listening. When was the last time you've been honest with yourself? Legitimately 100% honest with yourself. Because until you can be honest with yourself, you ain't getting nothing off the plate. You ain't getting nothing off the kitchen. You ain't getting nothing off the... You ain't getting nowhere till you're honest with yourself. It's like a drunk or alcoholic denying the fact that he's a drunk or alcoholic. Can you any help be issued to that? Can any help? Until you recognize you've got a challenge, and I sure didn't say a problem, a challenge, where's the help coming? You're going to reject it. So I'm saying, when you look at it, just say, you know what, hold on, Jim, you've been lazy. Jim, you have not asked for grand things. Jim, what did you happen to you when you said you did okay for the week, but you didn't do all you could do? Were you honest with yourself? Did you look at yourself in the mirror and say, me, myself, Ken, I didn't do all I could do? I didn't do all I could do, and I've got to make adjustments. Can you legitimately say that? If you can say that, then you've automatically placed yourself within a win-win. You've placed yourself. Now you just got to move towards the win-win. You see, but that denial shit, that's what gets you. Man, hell, I did all I can. It's that guy's fault, man. It's that lady's fault. She didn't cut me that check, and why I didn't do this, and then this guy didn't fix this car. Man, that ain't my fault. See, what do you have? And responsible for all. Did we not speak about that? You're responsible for anything in your universe.
It is your fault, Jim. Huh? It is your fault. When your mind starts, that's your left brain, putting you down, making excuses, saying it's this, it's that, you got this to do, that to do, you're not good enough, you're we're told you were going to be a bum when you grow up and all this. So
right.
You got to quiet that and let your subconscious, your right brain, that's where your manifestation is. So if you can keep your left brain busy and take that leap of faith, that's when things will manifest from your right side of your brain.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to disagree with one thing, and that's how I feel about fault. I don't like that word like try. What I do is I'm responsible for my actions. I'm at fault
all
to
right.
say that I'm a right or wrong on something. So what I like to tell myself is that, Jim, I'm not blaming myself. I'm responsible for myself. I'm not at fault, and neither is this guy or that guy. I'm just responsible for all that has come my way. That means if I'm wrong by another person, if I did a lower vibrational act by another person, I'm not going to blame them, and I'm not going to give them responsibility. I'll deal with the responsibility because I ain't got no business screwing with them. If they ain't in my life, they won't have it to do to me anyway. If I didn't, you know what I mean? And that's kind of how I look at that. I look at it and say, you know what? I'm not at blame nor fault, but I am responsible for all of this crap. I'm responsible
oh, definitely.
For it. Yeah, yeah.
You're responsible for how you react to it, yeah. And
exactly.
And it's really interesting. One person I was listening to, I forgot who it was, but they said it doesn't matter what somebody else thinks of you because what somebody else thinks of you is none of your business. And
damn.
Once you react to somebody getting mad at you or not liking you and you get sucked into it, you're lowering to their frequency, and you shouldn't do that. That's why it's none of your business what somebody else thinks about you. And if you can think of it, and if you can put that into your mind about, well, that's none of my business, you can shift. If somebody's coming at you negatively, you can shift that very quickly. Just say, that's none of my business. That's their business on how they think. And the minute you do that, you can divert a lot of that negative energy, and you just stay on focus and stay on course.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you something. It's so funny you say that, because we had a private conversation, me and Kent, and we had said about not giving a damn what somebody says about it. You remember that? We talked about that. I said, if we sat back and listened what somebody had something to say about us, man, it would not be, don't know us, but you got something to say about us. Can't find nothing ever done that wasn't done proper, but yet you've got a whole lot. And Greg is 100% right. If you just give that too much energy to even be fathoming what somebody's thinking, you weaken yourself. And you can legitimately feel it right then. You can feel it right then.
Yeah, and not only are you weakening yourself, Jim, you're binding that other person's karma, and they got your hood.
Radio.
Yep.
Now,
if you buy what they said, you just bought their karma.
Yes, thank you.
And it's dragging you down the road with it.
Going to break. We'll be right back, because I want to get back into that juiciness about karma. Let's get back to it. Mm-hmm. Spirit Radio, right back.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio.
All right. Hi.
Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, hey, hey. This is me. Y'all should know who me is. Big Daddy. Check it out. No, I'm dead serious about that. I said before we went on break, I said, man, I throw them TVs out the window. Because, I mean, if I get up in the morning, that's the last thing I want to hear. That's the last thing I want to hear is a bunch of news, a bunch of sad-ass stories, a bunch of conflict, a bunch of all of this. And I don't care, man, I mean, I'm sitting at Eaton Park, a restaurant, yesterday night. And I'm reading. I had to read on a vehicle that another shop wanted me to come in and actually do some diagnostics on. And I'm reading, but at the same time I'm reading, but I'm listening to the conversation that people are having. And let me tell you something, Judy, and you said it. You know, I mean, what did you say when you said about people in the country buying into this? I mean, what did you say?
They are buying into the karma of the other thing, and they're going to get drugged down the road. If you buy into what they say, you're buying into the karma, which is all negative, and you're going to get drugged down the road with it. Don't buy into anybody else's opinion of you or what you should do, because they don't know you. Nobody's got your file but you. So don't buy into it. And if you do, you buy into their karma, and you'll buy into the karma of the country. If you think we're all going down, you're going to buy that karma, and you just ride that train right down. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to go down.
Nope.
We don't have to go down at all.
Amen to that.
No. That is an excellent point. That's right. That's right. And back to Judy, what I wanted you to say was exactly what you said off the break, because it had me and Ken over here laughing. You ain't saying exactly how you said it when we were on break. But I just want you to say it, because that's going to make my day. Go ahead, Judy. Let it fly. Go ahead.
And what did I say?
You basically said, that's what's wrong with the country now. It's buying into all that shit.
unionizing and all that shit, and that's what's wrong with the country. That's why everybody's losing jobs. They don't have to lose all those jobs. All this stuff doesn't have to happen. There's lots of money out there. There's lots of everything out there.
There's abundance everywhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to say is that may be for them, but not for me. And
mm-hmm.
you just shift.
I think you got to do even more than that. You got to just not. It's some things that you're just not going to be able to engage yourself in. I mean, if you look at it, the average person is self fucking destructive. When you check it out, I know you see it. Over a thought, this is over an opinion. Do you know how crazy that is? The whole stock market is opinion generated. So that means if the stock market says, "Oh, we went up today, the index went up 190 points. Everybody all of a sudden feels good because of 190 point index climb. But then why are you feeling good? Is it not opinion? Has your shit changed because the stock market went up? Or it makes you feel good? See, the thing what I would do, if I was president, I could go ahead and lie about the stock market. They did it before. I go ahead and lie. I just said, man, we had a 555 point raise in the stock market today. Every damn day it'd be going up. I'm serious. Think about, I mean, people looking at stock don't even know nothing about investing, but they're looking at that. Those numbers, whether they're climbing or declining, and they're going to generate their day on just that. I've heard my father say, man, to the stock market come up, I'm not going to invest no more money. And I said to myself, Dad, you don't know nothing about stocks anyway. I didn't tell him that. but he's hearing it, you see what I'm saying? Well, what are you buying into? And I think what you're saying, dude, is 100% right. We don't have to buy in enough. I'll tell you what we need. We need, and Ken said this week. He called me up. He said, Jim, he said, we have to be happy. Not just happy, but he put two happies with that. And that means something to us. So he could call me and say, how you doing today, Big Daddy? Oh, man, I'm happy. Well, that's cool. But it ain't like happy. Happy means something. It really does mean something. And that's what we have to be. We got to put a twist on things today.
That's just like getting 10 pumps and you can do 20 pumps.
Good night, Daddy. We're not going to talk about what we're pumping. But anyway, look here. So,
hey, boy.
Anyhow, you made me lose my mind and the track that I was on.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about
this cooking.
Okay, I know. We got to get ourselves back where we was. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah, back to being happy. But, the whole point about that is it is true. Buy into your own story. You're the writer of your own story. And as a collective mindset, all of us humans, you know what I mean? We can change. We can change a lot of things collectively if we can get collective thinking on a higher platform, on a higher vibrational level. I think that, in my personal opinion, that's one of the reasons why Obama won. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm jumping a little politics in here, but that's one of the reasons too. That's one reason too. They knowing that, certain things being in place and certain things needed to be, that change needed to be present to change people's opinion and to change people's feelings about the country. So what is it to do what people expect not to have never happened in the history of the United States was to elect a black president. Not that he was the first, but he actually was the second, but that's another story altogether. He's actually the second compared. But if mm-hmm. you look at, we'll get into that next time. But basically, when you look at that, all of that with the proper pawns in the proper place, this is what we have. So we've got to do our part. And I can say one thing, the man did say something very positive and very true. Guess what? I'm here, I'm representing some things. But all of us is basically running the show. You know what I mean? Collectively, mind, energy-wise. You know, we've got some other things happening in government, too, that a lot of people don't want to talk about. But like I said, at this time point, this platform, we're not going to be able to get into it right now. But it's also understanding that truth and that truth setting you on a mindset being flexible. That's very important to working your magic on your own reality scale. See, a lot of people go through, you want to put the blinders on, but there's no need to put the blinders on to the truth. You know, you gotta embrace that shit too. Then it's what you do with it after that too that's going to be very, very important. So I think with that in mind, you know, we can definitely understand that once you see all things, how they're placed in order. You know what I mean? So, you know, and still being perspective as collectively, as we increase our vibrational frequencies, as we start letting government and letting society know that, you know, we're tired of this. You know, you can change the format of the news by just the ratings of the news, by not watching it. You get enough people not to watch it, they have to change. Then they'll come out and ask you, well, what do you want to see? We want to see prosperity on the news. We want to see money. We want to see shit that's working, not shit that ain't working. It's not that we want to dummy up to it, but we don't have to adjust to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not that, but give us that. I think right now, ratings would be very high on a show that's dealing with, you know, prosperity, and they do have them. What is that show with that dude that comes on, Deutsch? What's the dude's name? Is that the dude's name? His last name is Deutsch. He comes in with all these entrepreneurs. These guys come in and they, you know, show how they made their millions and what they've done and simple things. Regular Joe people for just taking that leap of faith. And that's just what, you know, we have to do. So we can talk about it, but shit, we got to do it. And that's the bottom line to it. We've got to do it. And,
I just want to add one thing. Somebody gave me a great way to think about that this week, and they said, whatever situation you find yourself in, if it starts to crash, ask yourself where the love is in the situation, and that takes your energy and shoots it up to a positive solution. Just whatever you're going through, say, where's the love in this situation? And you will immediately, your mind will reach for the love, and the door will open, and a positive solution will come to you.
And the other thing is, you ask, where am I? Because a lot of times, if things have shifted toward the negative, you're back in the past.
My man.
So you have to bring yourself back to the present moment. Because a lot of it's pulling yourself back to the old stuff.
Never look back. Turn the call.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. We're out.
We'll see you next week.
That's why I'm saying close it out there, Greg. We'll see you next week.